Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she heals, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Up with me. Of course, I've been up since 4:45 Eastern time, and I want to thank everybody who is listening and on the phone lines. I hope that you all had a great weekend, and I know weekends and weeks are just all crazy, so it used to be when we were in school, I always thought of weekends because you had off of work or off of school, but I don't think after you reach a certain age, you're ever off. So, and I love it. I love every day that I breathe, live, and I see and hear spirit, and I'm able to help anybody that I can with any of the things that I rock besides all my Claires. I also am a life coach, a counselor, an RN, and I do have a business. So please, if anybody wants a reading from me or they want to schedule a life coaching session, just go to my website at www.bonniealbersonair.com and go into contact me. If you contact me, let me know. There's a drop-down box which you'd like to have life coaching or a spirit reading or intuitive psychic reading, and I will let you know what I have available and how to reimburse me. So I am on PayPal. I do readings with Skype and the phone. I don't really get into writing them because I'm ADD and I will be thinking 50 sentences ahead of what I'm writing on the paper. So unless you have like a question or two, then I can do that. I love all of you, and I love helping any way that I can. I am also on YouTube. Oh, I love YouTube, and I'm really trying to do more with my YouTube channel. The channel is Bonnie Albers on Air. That's my brand. So if you Google Bonnie Albers on Air, you can find me anywhere. And if you'll just subscribe to my channel, this week we are going to be filming. I don't know if all of you who are listening to me this morning listen to Wednesday, Dr. Ron Cole, the astrology, and he's been going over the major arcana. He's going to do a spread reading. It is super cool, and I'm putting it on my show. So all of you that have heard Ron Cole over the last probably year will get to see him do a tarot reading, although he does not do that for clients. He's just teaching it. He only does astrology and astrology charts, astrology, all the workups that you have with astrology. And believe me, you could have a million things done because the sky changes all the time. So Wednesday, you will be seeing, actually it will be after the show because I'm going to have to put it up. So that's, you can see me on YouTube. I am on Facebook, just friend me. And if you click like or subscribe to my channel on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get a list of all the shows that I do. This summer, it's kind of a little hectic. So I've got guests in, I'm going away, I've got business, all kinds of stuff going on. I promise that I'll have at least I try to have 5 shows a week. If I go down to 4, you'll understand. Tomorrow, I won't be putting on a show. I'm going to St. Augustine with my son and his girlfriend. I'm taking them up there. St. Augustine is super cool. It's in Florida. It's about an hour and a half from me and is the oldest city in the state. It's got a lot of ghost tours and energies and old energies, and it is the coolest place, and I love going there. So we're going there tomorrow. But my shows will be on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Thursday, you know, Wednesday is my day. We have the Metaphysical Girls right after Dr. Ron Cole. And Thursday, as my guest, I think this Thursday I have Jerry Humphreys coming. You know Jerry. He's the CEO of Psychic Insight Magazine, of which I am a columnist in. I write the column Ask Bonnie, and I love it. So if you have any questions for me and you want to see it in print, just go to the magazine. It's online, www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. You'll look for my column, and you'll see what I do there, and then go into contact and send Jerry the questions, and you will see. We don't use names or anything, so you'll see your question in print. It's every 4 months or every quarter, and I hope to see it coming out sooner because it's a great magazine. And Friday, of course, is End Your Week with Me. Woohoo! I love it. I know that Candy, one of our angel readers, my angel reader, wants to do a segment on animals and soul animals, and we're going to see where we can fit that in. I don't know if it'll be this week, Candy, but it'll definitely be the beginning of next week. And I just want to tell everybody in Florida, it's 100 degrees. So we are all stuck in, and actually I don't mind the weather, but I know that it's been really hot in Florida and everybody is kind of in a brain funk. So for all of you who are in brain funks, listen to my show and then you'll be out of it. Of course, you know that I do my readings with my cards in the beginning of the show. And today we're actually going to do soul path numbers. If anybody wants to go back to house numbers, we can do that. but I'm moving on. I think we did all the house numbers. You can remind me if we didn't, but we're moving on to soul path numbers. I love them because soul path numbers are numbers that are the most significant number in numerology is your soul path number. So we'll get into that after I pull my cards. So I do flower therapy. I love flowers. I don't know if any of you do, but I don't resonate with too many things, but I resonate with flowers. And even though I have no earth in my sign, maybe it's the flowers that get me down to earth because I love the color. I love the smell. They make me really happy. So I read from the flower therapy deck and I pull two cards. I ask spirit before I pull them to please pull them for someone listening to the show, at the show, with the show, or in chat. So I hope somebody out there, if not everyone, can relate to the cards that I pull. I'm pulling two flower therapy cards. One, I always pull the first card. And the first card is so beautiful. It is take time for yourself. It is a tulip, a beautiful pink tulip. Enjoy relaxation activities that nurture your soul. It's so funny because it's summertime, so a lot of people are taking vacations. They're on vacation or they have the kids home from school. If you don't have kids and they're older like mine, they are still around, but they're young adults and or they're living somewhere else. You sometimes can go visit them, but for all of you who have pets, soul pets, and family, and you know, just take time for yourself, for your soul. Nourish your soul. I'm not really big on vacations with this card because I really believe we need to nourish our soul a lot more than us being able to take vacation. So this is what this card means to me. It is very important that you listen to the message and take time for you. It's admirable that you are always so willing to lend a hand to those around you. You constantly are helping your family, friends, coworkers, simply because you love to give. The flowers and the angels say that this is a wonderful trait, and you don't need to stop helping loved ones altogether. However, you do need to relax and take a well-deserved rest. I tell everybody, you know what? We should all do this. I don't either, but my show is my rest. So I love this card because what I really believe it means, even if you sit for 2 minutes, take a few deep breaths in and out, say the word Om, or listen to some music, meditative music, at least you are grounding, listening, and feeling yourself. So if you don't have the time and you're working and you don't have the time and you say, oh yeah, I would just love to go to the spa, I would love to go to the beach, I would love to do this, but I can't. Yes, you can nourish your soul. See, it didn't say take a vacation. It said take time for yourself to nourish your soul. You can do that with food. Some people love leafy greens, sit down, listen to your thoughts, think about your day and eat, or with whoever you're with, and eat your food. Food can nourish your soul. Candles can nourish your soul. Light a few, take a deep breath. It already starts to clear your mind and settle yourself. Meditate. Meditate is the best way. I'm not a meditator, so I wish I was. But if I do meditations for 5 or 10 minutes, some people say they can't even get 5 or 10 minutes. I say, yes, you can. Take that lunch break. Shut your eyes. Think of all your angels and guides or think of all the things you love. Breathe deeply for 5 minutes. That's what's nourishing your soul. The next card I pulled, believe it or not, I love how these cards always go together, is share the message of love. It's a daffodil. A beautiful, yellow, gorgeous, scrumptious, absolutely fabulous daffodil. The reason I say this is yellow is my favorite color. But the daffodil, if you look at it, the inside looks like a trumpet horn. So take that trumpet and send the message of love to everyone, every person, every friend, every soul animal, and every soulmate that you have, even to your angels, guides, and masters who know you love them. Rivers of love flow within you, and others may benefit from this healing energy. Be mindful of each word that passes your lips. I love this because I think we all get caught up in an I mode or a busy mode, and we forget that words are energy, and words hurt sometimes more deeply than anything because they last a long time. And so you got to be mindful of what you say to others. Always put that best foot forward. Always start with a positive, even if there's negative thoughts or energies that are coming at you or that you feel, spin them around and put a positive light on a positive spin. Challenging issues are always challenging. It's how you work through them. So daffodil flowers, let the love flow within and to you. The universe is calling you to be a shining example of love that can heal. You'll bring blessings to everyone who witnesses it. Breathe easy, knowing that you're on the right path. This card is a sign to continue helping others through your gentle words. You may have a natural counseling ability. Use your talents. And counseling ability doesn't mean you get paid for it. It means that you listen and that you're able to help somebody through their issues. Joy to the hearts of others. Angels will guide you on ways to help your friends and family members. Deliver messages from angels with confidence. Share experiences you had with deceased loved ones. Enroll in a class that enriches your natural healing talents. You may begin and guided to complete divine assignments. So I love this, the message of love. You all know that when you get an encouraging message, that you feel better. It uplifts you. So when you do that for others, and isn't that funny? It was paired with take time out for yourself, that yes, keep nurturing others, but you also have to nourish yourself. I believe when you smile, when you send a good word out there, that other people do react, and they will send that and reflect it back to you. So that was my flower therapy guide. And then I always pull for on Fridays and Mondays the life lesson card. The life lesson card is super cool because I think we're all here on a journey. We are all living this physical, material life to learn, to teach, and to help our lesson, to help us resolve some issues from past lives and lessons learned. So this card that I pulled today is from the lesson cards. And it is, I keep getting this card, maybe it's for me and not all you, but the card is patience. I accept that everything happens in divine order. So I know I could probably look and see all of the people out there. I used to love when people would say to me, actually I didn't, that's a joke, don't worry, Bonnie, things will happen in divine order. And what you're thinking is, well, I hope divine order comes because I have been waiting long enough. So what this means, and I've learned over time, that it doesn't matter how much you wait, you can hurry up and wait. You can wait and then stop, but divine order is what trumps everything. So move the energies forward. Know what you want. Keep working at it in love and light. And know that in the right time, in the right lessons that you needed to have completed, that your wishes and dreams will come true. So I am not even going, I mean, I could read you the patience. I accept that everything happens in divine order. Earth has become a place of instant gratification. You must focus on the maximum. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. I love that phrase. I hear it so much in metaphysics. It's the journey. Just think, and we always, people used to say, or they still do, that I'm Dorothy on the Wizard of Oz, although I'm more like Linda because I like her outfit better. But anyway, what they said is, look what happened to Dorothy. She always had the power to go home, but look at what she went through. She helped people. She spread her love around. She had life lessons to learn. And when she did, she knew she always had the power. What if Dorothy had landed the house and then went home? Now, we couldn't have watched the movie. It had been boring. So just remember that your life is a journey. Look at the journey to your destination. Embrace it, love it, take the challenges and work through it. Because at the end is your life lesson and your completion of how well you completed your lesson here in the timing. So the timing is really not about the end, but about the journey you take to complete it and how you take it to complete. So I just love that because I know that if you think about it and think of the journey of the Wizard of Oz, and I love using that movie as an example, you will understand that it is not always about the end result, that, oh, I got the greatest job, and you know that you really do deserve it. But interviewing for it, going and talking about it, signing up for it, meeting people on the way is the journey to the end. So remember, don't breathe so fast. Take some deep breaths. If you're not seeing what you really want to accomplish yet, work towards it and look at the journey that you're on. So I love that card. Now, I've got to tell you, I am going straight into, then I'll get to the phone lines, but I really want to start life path numbers. Life, you know, I'm really into numerology right now. We went into the house numbers, and now we're into life path numbers. Everything has numbers. I mean, I'm not really good at them, but everything and every past, present, and future event is linked to numbers. So they're doing Fibonacci numbers, they're putting numbers on letters in the Bible, they're finding phrases, they're putting numbers with ancient civilizations, they're finding all kinds of numbers that are attached to the sky, to stars, they all have numbers. So your life path number is it determines your destiny and tells you about your natural greatest strengths and abilities that you bring to this world in this reincarnation. Your life path gives a big clue to what you can accomplish while you are here. I know my life path number is a 7. So I'm going to tell everybody how to do it if you don't remember or know or you never did it. Your life path number is calculated by using your full birth date. So if your full birth date is November 15th, 1980, it would be 1-1 is November, 1-5 is 15, 1-9 plus 8 plus 0. So it's all broken into digits, one digit. So it wouldn't be 19, it would be 1-9. So that's how you find out your life path number. It's interesting. The ones that can't be broken down, because then you have to get it to a single digit, are 11 and 22. And they are master numbers. That means you came down here really as a master. And you've mastered what you're here to help others with. I love that. I'm not a master's number, but I know some people who are. And it's amazing when you see who they are. So we'll go to life path number 1. We'll start with 1. And I'll go through a couple till I get to and pick up the phone. So life path number 1. So if your number or you add all your numbers up and you reduce it to 1, you are strong and determined individuals. You carry this life path number. They are often leaders in business and have great personal ambition. They are motivated by personal success and completion. Highly independent by nature, the person with the number 1 life path is often very invocative and creative, inventive and creative in their own thinking. Sorry, I don't know why my eyes are crossed. Highly analytical and very sharp, they are natural problem solvers. They are great at getting things started. I love that. So 1 kind of, you think in the zodiac, what is number 1? 1 is Aries. That's the first sign of our zodiac. They're natural starters. All the cardinal signs are natural starters. So I would think number 1 with the zodiac would be all of your cardinal signs. So I wonder how many cardinal signs actually are number one. I am a cardinal sign, but I'm not a number one. I can't wait to get to my number. Number two, your life path number. Two people with life path numbers, path two, love to find and maintain balance. Well, you know, one and one, one on each side equals two. They are natural peacemakers and tend to be drawn towards service to others. Often they are too self-sacrificing and struggle to find balance in life when it comes to valuing themselves as much as others. People with this life path number tend to be somewhat reserved and quiet. They have excellent listening skills and they tend to be very drawn to music. Anybody out there a number two? I love that. You know, I always believe numbers build on each other. So I think twos build on fours and fours build on eights. So I do see a pattern when you have a certain life path number to other life path numbers. And it's interesting if you end up with somebody in your group. So number three, and then I am going to get to the phone. Number three, this is the life path number of creative people who are very expressive and unique. They are skilled communicators, naturally charming, and attractive to others. They know how to convey ideas. Three people tend to be very optimistic, and hopeful people who encourage that, nourish the quality of that in others. They tend to be very energetic and busy, to the point that they may wear themselves out. Now, I believe you can take your number. I'm a seven, so I'm going to look at three life path, four life path, and then mine at seven, because three and four equals seven. So numbers work like that. They're super cool. I mean, my number is number seven. I'm going to skip to it real quick if we all remember where I'm at. Number seven. Number seven, so you can use me as an example, is the life path number of the seeker. People with this life path number are drawn to the bigger mysteries in life and are always looking for a larger purpose beyond their circumstances. Oh, well, that has to be me. Seven people are often psychic, can you believe it? Or extremely intuitive by nature, with an innate ability to see the heart and soul of others and situations. Seven people tend to love people. They are also very independent, requiring a great deal of solidarity time to recharge their batteries. Seven people can be prone to being slow movers and procrastinators and need to work to keep their motivation levels up. Well, the first part of that seven was totally me. But I'm ADD, so maybe they didn't take that into consideration because I can run it all. So I love this number, I embrace this number, and I am going to read 3 and 4 since they equal 7. So I hope that everybody has loved these life path numbers. I know we are on, I mean, I can start with 4 again and we can work up to 7 if you'd like, and I will get to the phones then in a few minutes. Number 4 life path number. This is the life path number of the pragmatic organizer. Well, then forget it because I never organize anything. The one who builds, constructs, works hard, and who is very diligent and persistent in his or her effort. People with this life path are considered practical and down to earth. Many workaholic types have number 4 as a life path number. People with a life path tend to prefer to follow established rules and believe in order. They don't tend to like surprises and are rather meticulous. Number 4 is a grounding number, everyone. Just think of the four legs of a chair. They're grounded into the earth. I love that. I think Capricorns are a number 4. Virgos are a number 4. Tauruses are a number 4. They're earth signs. So I'd love to know how many actually earth signs have a number 4 soul path number. So no, I'm not a 3+4. I am a 7. So I hope all of you out there are trying to figure out your life path number. Number five life path. Those with a number five are gregarious, fun-loving people who love to be surrounded by others. The first five life path is a free-spirited and enjoys adventure, travel, and diversity. People with this life path often thrive in careers that involve travel or working abroad. They do not do well in office settings and any place that limits their freedom or creative expression. People with this life path number sometimes have difficulty with discipline or finishing what they start. I love that. I mean, I think I'm going to take 2 and 5 and equal 7. But then I think we all are pieces of all the numbers. Because again, I feel that our soul brings with it subconsciously to us on this earth plane all the bits and pieces of our past life and our future to come. So we have all been different life path numbers, and we all rock all these numbers. So this incarnation, you can have a life path number, but you can resonate with bits and pieces of other ones, and I believe that's why. So we're going to go into number 6, and then I have already read you number 7, and I will get to the phone line. So number 6, these people with number 6 life path, our hard workers tend to have a variety of skills and interests and are very direct in their approach. Sometimes prone to being too hard on themselves, they will push themselves to the limits. 6 people are typically very organized and efficient and dislike waste, whether it can be wasted time or resources. These with this life path are sometimes seen as strict or sharp, but in actuality, they do have the best interests of others at heart and love to see people reach their potential. People with this life path make good personal trainers, drill instructors, because they can push others to their personal limits in ways that are both compassionate and motivating. Wow, isn't this super cool? You can look at your life path number and actually see what you've gone into. And I really believe if you look at groups 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8, they're all going to have that really down-to-earth type of reading. And the 3s, 7s, 9s are going to all rock something different. So I just so love how we do this and how we can actually go into life path numbers, into house numbers, into soul numbers, pets numbers. So I am going to just chat with Candy on the phone for a few minutes. Hey, Candy.
Hi, Barney. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you.
How was your weekend? Because I haven't heard it. Did anything happen with the pets?
Great. No, we still haven't found Percy. He's still out doing his thing.
Well, you know, I still feel Percy's life presence. So maybe you can throw that out into the audience and know that Candy is one of our angel readers, and she is missing a cat. So if anybody has the availability to track cats or track animals or get auras and feelings, I've already told Candy I feel that Percy's still on this earth plane, and I feel that he is around. I don't know why he isn't home, but I keep feeling the energy's close. So if anybody out there has any information for Candy, better or different than that, please write it in chat for her. Hey, Candy, do you know what your life path number is?
No, I don't.
Well, let's add it up then. What's your birthday?
Okay. 6/14/59.
Okay. Yeah, you just had a birthday, and I sang it to you. Like I didn't know because it's my dad's birthday. So let's add it. You're going to have to add this because I don't have a calculator with me.
I believe that comes up to 8.
An 8. You know what? It's the only one I haven't read yet. Actually, I haven't read 9 or 11. So 8. I'm going to read all about your life path and see if you resonate with this, Candy. 8 is the life path of the natural or born leader. They are people who are often very good at business and attracting wealth and favors. 8 people are often visionaries and capable of great things because they can also do the hard work required to make their vision a reality. Eight people are very capable and inspiring leaders, and people are compelled to follow their lead or be left behind. Eights do better when they don't let their ambitions get the better of them and compassion side rules. Doing so can lead to great an accumulation of wealth for less noble reasons. How does that sound? Are you a leader? Are you a natural born leader?
I can be.
See, you know what? I love and I am good at that. And I am going to tell everybody. Your number has a positive and a negative or a challenging spin. I'm reading you only the positive, but I will pick up the challenging spin when I'm done. So a lot of times you can relate to a trait that you're reading, but the thing is you don't do it or you're not able to do it, but you still have those qualities within you. So, Candy, you know you do. You write. You know you love and rock with the angels. You can teach. You can, you know, do anything you want when you put your mind to it.
That's correct. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so I love that. I love that life path number. And I am just waiting to see what happens with you next, because I know there's much more to come, Candy. I know that you are going to have some courses and things that you will be teaching. And that's really part of that life path number.
That's so true. Yes, it is. And how was your weekend?
I'll tell you, I think I was beginning to tell everybody, my weekends start from Monday and end Monday. I don't know if any of you can relate to this, but if you're home or you're working or whatever you're doing, now everything kind of mushes into each other. People work on the weekends, nothing's shut. People run on the weekends. People do other things on the weekends. But it's kind of nonstop. So, you know, you ask me what I'm doing on the weekend. I think I'm doing the same thing during the week as what I'm doing on the weekend, minus the show. That's about it.
Oh, yes. Which I know she does miss, because I have talked to her on the weekends, and she says, oh, I missed my show.
Yeah, I mean, I really do miss my show. So it's really interesting, and I can't tell you how I love talking, and I love, you know, bantering back and forth. And so when I'm not doing this, Candy, as you know, I'm either chattering to other people, or hopefully I have a client that I can, you know, help. And although weekends I really don't take, you know, I don't do too much with client work, because I'm hoping to, you know, either go to the boat, you know I do that, or I'm with my son eating, which is a problem, or I've got company. So, but, you know, I wanted to tell everybody, we have 4th of July coming up this weekend. Do you have any plans?
No, not really, but Earl does have a 3-day weekend coming up.
What?
He'll be home,
wow,
I believe, Friday.
Well, what are you going to do?
Friday's the 3rd.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're not going to do anything, I don't believe.
Well, you know what? I want to tell you something. We were going to talk this week about pets, remember? And
right.
I'd like to spend
right.
about what did you want? What did we want to, you know, what did you want to know or tell people? Because this week is going to go fast for us, Candy. So what were we going to tell everybody about pets?
Well, what we were going to talk about is last Monday, exactly 7 days ago today, I lost my cat. And some people, they don't believe that pets have souls, but I do. I believe they have their little souls, and they have their little personalities, and,
absolutely,
you know, that this is what I believe. I know I've heard that so many times, that pets don't feel or anything. I have to disagree with all that, because I've had 4 cats and a dog, and they each have their own little individual personalities, and they have their little quirks and everything. And my one cat, she was such a chatter.
Well, I gotta tell you something.
I cannot believe that they do not have a soul.
Well, that is so not true. So that on my show isn't flying, but I will tell everybody why. And I know, Candy, you already know this, but souls also contract to come down here with you. Their souls are ones that say, I am coming here to give you unconditional love, no matter what you do to me. There are pets that live in terrible conditions and they still love humans. There are pets that have come and been abandoned that know beforehand that they are, of course, we have free will, but live an unconditional loving life. That would be a soul so highly evolved because there is no pre-thinking, there is no pre-prejudice. There is nothing but true love and pure love. And that pet has come with you so that you are comfortable in this life no matter what love you find, that they are unconditional love, and that is a true soul. And souls are love, and we are love. We're energy, we're love, and they're energy and love. So absolutely every animal and every pet, and cats, dogs, lions, tigers, monkeys, they all, we have different evolved souls, but they are all here for a reason. And our pets, the ones that are domesticated and the ones that aren't, are unconditional love for you. When you see a zebra, they might not be your pet, but what you think very quickly is, oh, I love that. It's black and white, and look how pretty. And did you know that the zebras all have different patterns, like our fingerprints, and it makes us smile. So a tiger, we look at a tiger, and we don't want to maybe touch that tiger because they're not domesticated. But what we say is, and what we're subconsciously thinking is, wow, what a beautiful animal, so wild and free. I wonder if we were like that at one time. So everything has a meaning of why they're here, but our pets, our cats, our dogs, our ferrets, our birds, they're here to be with us, to give us something that really some of the humans here can't give. So that to me means that they have highly evolved souls. And that's why anybody that doesn't think a pet has a soul really needs to be a little bit more evolved in their thinking. Yeah. So and every pet has different personalities. You know that. So they have to have some type of energy and soul. And I believe that pets come here with the hardest job, and that is to love us no matter what we do.
Right.
Don't you think?
And that card you pulled today, the one about patience, when I was listening to that, I said, oh, I think that's me, for me, because I need to be patient and wait for Percy to come home.
Absolutely. Just send out the energy.
Or show up where I can find him when he's ready to come home. There must be a reason that he's out there doing what he's doing, because, I mean, it's like, at first it's like, hurry up, I want him to come home. You know, I miss him and all this other stuff. But there must be a reason why he's out there doing something for somebody.
Absolutely. Or maybe for Percy. So I so believe that. And I know that you'll get your answer soon. I feel that it should have been already. But I believe there's reasons that things happen. I think there's synchronicities in life. And especially... pets live 3 days before, and I'm going to grab another caller, but pets live let me just say this to everybody. Pets live 3 days before we do. So they're so psychic and advanced that they already know, one, when you're going to put them to sleep, two, when they're not going to be here, and they actually hover over their body. So I believe that they know, and they react, and they see things that you and I can't. So there's a reason that Percy is gone right now, and I do believe Percy will be back. So I can't wait for the day.
Yes. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Blessings,
all right,
everybody.
Thank you, Candy. Yeah, blessings to everyone, and Candy will be back with us, hopefully, doing your reading soon. So 951, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous, as you can always hear. What's your life path number, Nathaniel?
I believe it's a 1.
Oh, so I've read that. Did you hear when I read that?
I just woke up and tuned in, actually, so I think I've heard of 1, though, before.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, you probably even know your life path because you're in that intuitive, but I'm going to tell you what you are. You're strong and determined. You carry this life path number because you're strong and determined. They're often leaders in business and have great personal ambition. They are motivated by personal success and competition. Highly independent by nature, the person with the number 1 life path is often very innovative and creative in their thinking. Well, you are highly analytical and very sharp. They are natural problem solvers. They are great at getting things started. So how do you feel about your life path number?
Pretty good.
That's a great life path number. So tell me where you're at. Tell me what you're doing this week.
Well, let's see here. I could be looking for a car here because I'm having car problems. I think I have a transmission, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into, that yet. So it's kind of a drag not having a car. And then I'm going to call disability and see if I could get some payment for some past weeks. They've been paying me, so I want to see if I could get any missed weeks or something like that. So I don't know. I may have waited past the 10 days or something to do that, but I'm still going to call and let's find out what's going on.
Yeah, so what is your do you have a question for me this morning, or are you just because I feel like you have a question. Is that your question?
Kind of a question, I guess. I'm just, if you could bring, my mom or dad through, it'd be great. They may already know my question. I kind of forgot. I'm not exactly sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I love bringing spirit through. And in fact, I see two people standing there. But the scene that they're showing me, it's really crazy, is they're, it's either their wedding scene or they're showing me that they, was your parents more hippie-ish or more open-minded?
Well, I think today might be their wedding anniversary today. I kind of thought that actually today is their wedding anniversary, I think.
Yeah, because I see them, her in her wedding dress and him, and they're looking at each other, and there's a group of flowers between them. And so to me, that shows a lot of love. So either I thought about it being there, being hippies in love, or it's something to do with them getting married. So they are here with you.
It's either June 29th or July 29th, but it's probably June. Everybody gets married in June.
Yeah, well, I feel like they're showing you this for a reason, and that is they want you to know they're united in love and they're united in their hearts in spirit. I'm sure you already know that. And they are, goodness, they're all here. You've got other people in spirit, too. They're,
I have an entourage, don't I?
Yeah, you do. And I love it. You are looked over, but I need to ask them, I'm asking them about your car, because I think that's what you're asking me about, and what they're saying is that they're showing me that, do you oversleep?
Sleep?
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping that good, really, but I'm trying to sleep a little better.
Because they're showing me that your sleep patterns are off. So that's why kind of you miss things. And so
yeah,
what they're saying... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was working this graveyard job, and it just kind of didn't really pan out after a while. And so I was working under the table for the guy, and he kind of wanted too much out of me for too little. and he wanted me to buy this and that. I finally can't afford to, you know, buy a gun and everything and get through that. So, he, you know, he just didn't want to pay me above minimum wage to carry the gun. So, you know, I wasn't really too enthused with him.
Yeah. Well, what I feel like they're trying to tell me about your sleep patterns, because why are they bringing this up? I mean, you know, they're letting you know that they're trying, and I think you probably know this, they're trying to communicate with you, and they can't if you have these sleep patterns. You have to get back into a normal type of sleep pattern, even if it's 3 hours. What they're saying is that there's information in your dreams. So I don't know if you know that, or you're a prophetic dreamer, or you get messages in your dreams, but they're telling me that the answer to some of your issues are in your dream state. So does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, and I think that's probably why, you know, this has happened. And I got up last night, I think, for an hour or so, and I couldn't really go back to sleep that easy. So I think I watched TV for an hour or something. I didn't really, at first, I, you know, got on the computer, and then I turned on the TV for the second half hour or something.
Yeah, so what they're saying to you is, and I'm just trying to get some better footing here, because all they keep showing me is that wedding. So I think your parents, I think your parents are preoccupied. But do you have an aunt in spirit? Well, I'm sure
Many,
you do.
Yeah, I have a couple of them. Oh, yeah.
Because what they're trying.
Angie and Florence. Angie and Florence.
Yeah, because I feel like they're pushing you. They feel like they want to push you. So I don't know if they, you know, they're showing you that they. And what's funny is they're laughing. So I think they were both pretty sweet aunts, and they really had more of a deliberate demeanor, meaning I don't think they were ADD. I don't think that they really did things in a rush, but they want you to be pushed. So they're laughing because they probably weren't pushed. So they want to push you into a direction. Now they're showing me like a weather vane. So they want to push you in a direction, and they want you to pick the direction that you want to go, because they feel like you're just out there and you have no windmill, is what I'm getting. And that means that you don't have a direction. So they're trying to push you into something so that you can move forward. And that's what they're doing, actually. I see the two women, actually. What did they look like? One was a little chunkier than the other?
Well, one was born the year of the monkey, and she was born the day of larger than life, the same day as Britney Spears. And then another one was the year of the horse, and she was a Virgo 1. So she had that Virgo energy, and one was a Sagittarius 1. And one was the year of the monkey. That's the one that's probably laughing all the time.
Yeah, and what she's doing is she's pushed. She's like, what you're doing is you're standing, not looking at them, and they're pushing your back. And so what to me means is get going. They want you to get going, either on your spiritual path and more on your spiritual path or on your life path, which means you need to continue to find out what is going to make Nathaniel happy and move forward, because they feel like you're stagnant, like your feet are in mud while they're trying to push you. So, and they're not mad. I mean, some parents come or aunts come and they're really stern. These ones aren't real stern. They're just more like, let's get it going already. Let's go. So I feel like they're telling me that you'll know the answer if you look inside yourself, and you need to think about the dream states that you're in, because I feel like you've gotten messages before through your dreams.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead.
Sometimes I wake up and it seems like I've gone through a party or something, or, you know, I go, wow, what was that?
And what they're saying is you are going through a party. It's your own party. And now you need to start writing down and going to sleep with the intent of knowing what you need to know, because that's what they're waiting for. For you, they're giving you signs and signals, but you're kind of missing the whistle there. So what I'm hearing is you really need to, before you go to sleep and before you go to bed, no, it might not happen the first night, but they're laughing because they're going to say, yes, it is. When you go to bed with the intent of what you want to know, they're coming directly to you. So you've got to start, because I feel like what they're telling me is you're in a fuzzy state, like you don't really ask. You're just kind of like, well, you live in it's fuzzy around you. So what they're asking you to do is know the intent and ask it. And if you listen and you pay attention to your dream state, all the answers will be given. You can't, you know, you're in the physical form, so you can't, like, you're not a robot, but they will give you the symbols and signs of which way they feel you should go. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So I hope that I'm so excited for you, because I'm telling you, did your parents have a really good relationship?
Yeah, pretty good, I think. They went
Because this is really happy that I mean, usually they don't bring me looking into each other's eyes with the flowers, and it you know, unless it has been a great run here. So I'm going to tell you, you're very lucky for your parents, because, you know, with three out of every five marriages, unfortunately, now dissolve. Hopefully we'll have some better statistics later, maybe down the road, since all the Aquarian age started. But your parents were very, they're going to use the word simpatico. So I don't know why they're using that word, but they were both in sync. And they want you to be in sync because they feel like you're missing something out of your life. And maybe that's what they're trying to show you. Maybe you're missing that love piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first they want, we understand about the business. I feel like there's more that you can do with your spirituality. And
yeah.
the roads is what you're looking for. So I would probably really either meditate, because I feel, do you scry?
Scry?
Uh-huh.
What is scrying again? That when you hit your the pencil on the paper with your left hand or something?
No, scrying is either looking into a candle or looking into fire,
right.
Looking into a crystal ball and seeing. Because
you know,
they're saying,
I do that. They're
saying you're not using that enough. That's a uh-huh. talent that some people have and some people wish they had. So there are things that you can start doing. I feel like that if you just would let loose and say, come on, get me. I don't know why I'm saying this, that everything will open for you. And you're really, really held back. So go for it, Nathaniel. We need all the metaphysical, wonderful fab here to help everyone else. And you can do it. You have the talent.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a great day. And I will, hopefully you'll listen to the show the rest of the week, although I won't be on tomorrow. And I want to hear what's going on in your dreams, okay?
Yeah, I've had some outrageous dreams. About 2 months ago, I went down and I just slept for an hour during the day because I was working at night and I didn't have much sleep at night. And I must have had 100 dreams. I think I went to, I was in a town and I couldn't figure out where I was. I was inside. And I go, wow, get out and look at the street signs and find out what city you're in. And
right.
I looked out and I found the street signs and they were in another language. So I must have been in another country.
You need to be writing this down and you need to be following up on this because they are trying to get a hold of you through your dreams. I only have 60 seconds, or I would love to hear every dream you had. If you call on Friday, I'd love to hear it. But you've got to encourage that, Nathaniel. There's your answers. So thank you for calling.
Hey, well, have a great day, Bonnie. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I only have 45 seconds. I do not have a show tomorrow scheduled because we are going out of town. I'm going to St. Augustine in Florida. It is full of ghosts and all kinds of spirit. It's the oldest city in Florida, and I love being there. So I will see you back on Wednesday. Everybody have a fabulous day, and please let me know if there's anything you'd like me to start talking about, because you know me, I'm a plethora of everything, and I will talk to you on Wednesday. Have a great day, and I love all of you, and thank you for being with me. Bye.